Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody. And as you heard, welcome to North Fulton Business Radio. I am Mike Salmon alongside the great and wonderful John Ray, looking dapper as usual. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. It's great to be with you as always.
Always good to see you as we broadcast live from the Roswell Infinity Studio here at North Point Executive Suites. And we've got another full house, another great job, John, of bringing in three business leaders. We're going to get to find out all about their businesses later in the program. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody that this show is underwritten by Ferritech, one of our great supporters. And thanks to them, we're able to introduce you to business leaders like we are going to do today. So tell us a little bit about Ferritech, John.
Well, Mike, Ferritech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and delivering outstanding customer service. Ferritech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferritech products, so you know we stand behind our quality. For more information, visit Ferritech.com. That's Ferritech.com. At Ferritech, we have great people, remarkable service.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
You took your time. See, I would have rushed through it and stumbled all over the place.
I went to the Mike Salmon School and learned how to do that right.
No, had you gone to the Mike Salmon School, you would have rushed through it and stumbled all over it. All right, our guest in the studio today from eCycle Atlanta will be joined by Marketing Director Bill May. Linda Coyle is the Business Development Officer with LGE Community Credit Union. And up third in the show will be Rick Newcomer, and he is with Signal Outdoor Advertising. But we're going to launch the show here, starting with Bill May with eCycle Atlanta. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me here, and really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. All right. Tough question off the bat. I hope you're prepared for this. Tell us about eCycle Atlanta. What do you guys do?
Yeah, Mike, pretty much what the name says here is recycling of electronics, eCycle. Our specialty is the IT equipment, old computers, servers, laptops, and we help businesses get rid of it.
Tell us about how long the company's been in business. Give us a little background information.
We're relatively new to the area. We've been in business a little over 2 years. And our focus area is, of course, Metro Atlanta and Alpharetta and the North Side.
So, Bill, why should business owners recycle their IT equipment as opposed to just chunk it, right?
Yeah, John, good question. A couple of bullet points on that. Number one, we want to be green. We'd be environmentally friendly with this. Two, you've got your data concerns. You don't want your data get into the wrong hands. And then three, it frees up some storage area there.
I had some computers, a laptop and a desktop I gave them to one of the local companies, I guess, that kind of maybe does the same thing. And I wasn't sure what to do as far as like the hard drive. You know, I got social security numbers, information like that in there. So do I need to get that out of there before I give it to you? Can you help me with that? How do we protect our information that we don't want people to see?
Yeah, Mike, our main goal is to make you feel comfortable about that. You can keep the hard drive yourself, or we're happy to wipe it, crush it, shred it, obliterate it, whatever makes you feel the most safe.
Okay. Now, I assume there's a cost for this. How does it work?
That's a good question. Most of our pickups are free of charge. We'll come and pick up at your location. And sometimes we can even give you a little rebate check if there's some value there.
Really? I like that.
Wow.
I have to ask the obvious question then, if that's okay. Bill, how do you guys make money? How do you stay in business?
Yeah, Mike, the business, of course, is the profit margin there is being able to either sell the old computers as scrap, or if they can still be used as they were intended originally, then we could remarket them.
Okay. Are there other companies around that do what you guys do?
You know, there probably are. I'm certainly aware of a couple that do the recycling, but I don't know of too many that actually pay for it like we do.
So you go out to a business site. Do you destroy them at the site, or do you take them back, or how does that work? And do you give that some certificate or some sort of attestation, shall we say? I'm looking for the right word, that that computer has been destroyed properly.
Right.
Yeah.
The main concern is the hard drive.
Yeah.
And we can crush it right there on site. You can watch us. Sometimes people even videotape us. And then we can give them a certificate of destruction saying that
there you go.
This make and model number was destroyed on this date.
Interesting. I wasn't sure what you were, if you were like, I want to see a video. I want to see a video of a guy taking a sledgehammer to that hard drive or something.
I knew what I was talking about, but I didn't know the word. So thank you for that.
Good job,
Bill. Yeah.
Do you guys have to follow any, are there any compliance rules or regulations that you have to follow when you're taking someone's computer?
Well, our main goal, of course, is to be environmentally friendly. We have a zero landfill policy. And the main things that we are concerned about, of course, is the environment and then your data. So we are EPA compliant and HIPAA certified.
Okay. And let's say I have just one computer. I mean, are you going to come all the way to my business just to pick up one computer, or do we need to kind of have more than one?
Mike, the good thing about that is you don't have to have a minimum. We schedule our pickups based on geographic locations, so we can swing by and pick up your one laptop.
It's almost too good to be true. Now, if you could find someone to pick up my old mattress, we'd be in great shape. What do you enjoy most about eCycle Atlanta and what you do, Bill?
One of the things I enjoy most is being here on this show, being able to come out and get the word out that this service is available. A lot of people say we didn't know it existed. We were throwing our computers in the dumpster.
Exactly.
So yeah. So getting the word out.
So what is an eCycle event? Tell us about that.
Oh, that's great. We help businesses when they want to recycle some of their old IT equipment to get the word out to all the employees, and they can bring their stuff in from home. We usually have a drawer full of cell phones or a closet full of old computers. So the employees can bring it in and all of it's picked up on one day. So it helps everybody to be a little bit more green.
Now I see here on the sheet, Bill, you guys are located in Noonan. Is that correct?
One of our offices in Noonan. We also have one in College Park, which is pretty central to Metro Atlanta area.
And what is your service area? How far will you go to go pick up a computer?
So far, our furthest point has been New York City. And then my partner just got back from Miami last week. But most of our customers are in the Metro Atlanta area.
All right, wait a minute, Bill. Wait a minute. This show goes, you know, we're on the internet, so it goes internationally. I mean, you know, we have listeners in other countries. I'm not going to ask you about that, but let's say someone's listening in California. You're not going to go to California to pick up a few computers, are you?
Certainly, we wouldn't go for just a few, but if there's enough volume there, it's certainly worth our trip.
Okay, so I see how you make that decision then. Okay, but if you're in the Metro Atlanta area, you pretty much service anywhere in the Atlanta area.
Exactly. Metro Atlanta, Alpharetta, Johns Creek, Sandy Springs.
Okay. Where do you see the company in 5 years? What are the plans moving forward?
Well, my partner, Jeff Shinning, who's actually the president, says, hey, we're busting at the seams now and looking for a bigger warehouse space. So if it keeps going like it is, I think we're definitely on a good track.
So, Bill, what are ideal clients for you, or the folks that need to be taking advantage of your service that might not be? Tell us about who they are. What kind of businesses are they?
An ideal client would be someone who has just done a refresh or an update. They've got a bunch of their old computers or servers stacked up in a room somewhere, and they need to get rid of them. And that's a perfect match for us.
We're talking with Bill May, the marketing director for eCycle Atlanta here on North Fulton Business Radio. You said something at the very beginning, Bill, that a lot of folks, their ears might have perked up a little bit. You said that there's actually a chance where you might actually cut a check back to the person donating the equipment. How does that work?
Mike, a lot of this equipment has what we call scrap value. We can just judge by what we're getting there, what that value is. And so when the driver comes to pick up, he's got a checkbook with him. He can write a check and leave it at the time.
Wow, that is great. You mentioned coming on Business Radio X, obviously, to get the word out. How else are you trying to get the word out to people out there? Because this seems like, you get there's no limit to how big you guys can become.
Exactly. We found that one of our best customers are our current customers. Word of mouth has, like they say, if something's good, you're going to tell a friend. And so we really appreciate that as well.
All right. I'll ask you another tough question here as we wrap it up with Bill May with eCycle Atlanta. For those businesses, and if they've got a lot of computers and so forth that they would like to recycle, or individuals that have stuff at home, how can they reach out, find out more about your company, and maybe even schedule a pickup?
Mike, two ways. Of course, you can go to our website, eCycleAtlanta.com, or you can give me a call, 678-324-9760. I've got that 24/7. So,
all right, great. Well, now I know who to call. I didn't know where to do in the past, and I bet a lot of folks just throw stuff in the garbage.
Absolutely, and that's pretty dangerous to do,
right?
If you've got data to be responsible for. So,
all right, Bill, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the success. I'm glad to hear that you're bursting at the seams and continued success down the line.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Bill May with eCycle Atlanta here on North Fulton Business Radio.
So, Mike, we are enjoying our time at North Point Executive Suites, as we all do every week. They provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. We can attest to that. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
You're two for two. You're going to make me look bad later when I've got to read this one for Apex Signs and Graphics.
I've got to sharpen it up. You're going to be gone.
That's right. What are you going to do without me? I'm going to be gone for an entire month.
I don't know how we're going to survive.
You're going to be seeing another co-host, I understand. Steven Julian will be coming in to co-host a show.
Steven's going to be here, so we're looking forward to that.
May not have a job when I get back.
Oh, I think you'll be welcome with open arms, pal.
We'll see about
Steven
that.
Steven will be glad to have you back.
All right, but you won't.
Oh, I'll be glad to have you. I need continued encouragement, right? And continued instruction. So.
Just wanted to be clear about that. All right,
absolutely.
John. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Thank you.
All right, we're doing boy, girl, boy here on the show today. So we're joined now by Linda Coyle with LGE Community Credit Union, Business Development Officer. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Another tough question, just like I started off with Bill. Tell us about eCycle Atlanta. No, that was his question. Tell us about LGE Community Credit Union.
Thank you. I'd be happy to. We started back in 1951 in the basement of Lockheed Martin, and we're the credit union for Lockheed. And about 5 years ago, it was decided to open up our field of membership to the community. So anyone who lives in Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, or Paulding counties can become a member of our credit union. Our main office is in Marietta, and we have 9 branches throughout those areas. Just $5 is all it costs to become a member.
What's the difference between a credit union and a traditional bank? I'm sure you get that question all the time.
We do, especially currently as the credit union membership has grown strongly around the nation throughout the past few years. We offer all the same services, fully serviced financial institution. The difference is our profits do not go back to stockholders. Because you are a member, not a customer, of the credit union, the profits go back to the members with lower rates, higher profit. We say it's a smarter way to bank.
This is great. We're figuring out ways to get checks cut back to us, right, Mike? I like this.
Rebates.
So, yeah.
Low rates.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. But do they see a credit in their account? Do they, how does that work?
No, that comes back to you in the form of the lower rates that we can offer.
Okay.
Cool. So who can open an account now that you've gotten everybody interested because you write checks to them if they become an account holder? Who can open an account at LGE?
I was laughing, thinking, I don't know about cutting checks to anybody, John.
That
would be a first.
There's that
yes,
media twisting
no,
your words,
I,
right?
I don't.
I'm teasing.
I'm sorry.
No. Anyone that lives in the counties I mentioned, Cherokee, Cobb, Paulding, Fulton counties, or we also have what's called partner groups. So if you're a business resides in one of those counties, and you may have a business in Fulton, but a lot of your employees drive in from Forsyth, or perhaps they come from Gwinnett counties. We can sign up a business as a partner group, and then that business is offered all, their employees are offered all of the same benefits, and it's at no cost. So in a day where, you know, we used to have six people trying to get one job, now in the past 2 years, it's changed from 1.75, it might be 6-7, I might be off on my number a little bit there, to one job. So now the ball is in the employee's court, right? We've got to have better retention rates. Mm-hmm. How do we recruit? And it's just a great soft benefit to offer your employees.
Now, I assume you have all the online banking access.
Yes, online banking, bill pay, Snap deposit, everything you would see with the larger banks we offer.
Okay, how about brick and mortar buildings?
We have nine.
Nine?
Nine.
And are they all in the Atlanta area?
All in that field of membership that I mentioned in those four counties.
Okay.
We have, if you can use, you know, Publix has the Presto.
Yeah.
ATMs, those are free of charge if you are a member with LGE. I'll tell you, we have two new branches, Roswell and Canton, both opened. And they're a little different than your traditional bank. You're not going to walk in and see a teller back behind, you know, the desk handing out lollipops. You walk in and there are three ATM machines. And you do all of your transactions at those ATM machines. And that serves a couple of purposes. One I like is that there's not cash in the credit union. That's just in those machines. And then we don't have a teller, but everyone there is what we call a retail sales specialist. And they can help you with any bit. You don't have to go see someone else to talk about a car loan, go see someone else to talk about your mortgage. They are trained to help you in each of those areas. And we have mortgage specialists, financial planners that will come, you know, just make an appointment and they will assist you as well.
So there's actual people there.
There are.
It's not just a room you're walking into, like three ATMs, and that's it.
There's people there, but they're very available to you to help with your questions, to help service you. You know, credit unions were created because it was that idea of people helping people. It started back in the Western times, and it's let's put our money together and borrow from one another. And that idea of service is really what a credit union is all about. And credit unions are good to each other. We have shared services. You can go into another credit union and perform your LGE transactions. The idea, you know, I was in our Mansell branch, and one of the retail sales specialists there, Lori, she's a great lady, and she had an edible arrangement. And it was someone who came in that she helped open accounts and worked with them, and they sent her a thank you. I said, I've never sent anybody at the bank a gift. I just couldn't get over that, with just a sweet note about how much it meant to her. I think this woman who was going through some hard times and how much it meant to her that somebody sat and really worked with her and listened to her and did what was best for her. Because again, we're not there to drive profits to our shareholders, but to turn that around and give it back to our members.
And John, I've heard stories like that. And that's the big difference that for me between a credit union and some of the big banks is you walk in. I mean, I've heard stories of people that they'll go to their local credit unions and just sit down and have a coffee, have a little snack, and read the newspaper there just because they feel so much at home in these credit unions.
I love that you say that. We do have little coffee bars set up for anybody that comes in.
There you go.
See?
There you go. So, so that's a good segue to the next question, which is your community involvement. I know that's pretty deep. So talk a little bit about that.
It is great. Over the since 2010, we've donated almost $500,000. And what I love even more than that is that each year, the LGE employees have volunteered over 2,500 hours of service to charities in our field of membership. And, you know, the dollar sure does help, but that service hour, given of your time, is such a great gift. Each year, we give over $15,000 worth of scholarships. There's a competition, and students create a video, and then they're selected, and they give $3,000 scholarships. And I just have a heart for the students. We have a great youth savings program, 5% on your first $500. You don't see that a lot. So that is great for them to learn the value of that dollar and how to increase the dollar, but we do a lot of work in the community.
That's great. Those are reasons right there to switch over to a credit union. So on top of that, what would you say to that person that they've been in a big bank for years and there's like, you know, I don't, it's too much of a hassle to change. Why do I need to change? What would you say to that person?
Well, it's not going to be a hassle when you change with us. You can do just about everything online. I'm kind of old school. I like to go in and I love that in our branches, when you walk in, so many people know each other by name from working, right? But it's really just about that service. And in a time where, you know, we've all learned since 2008 to protect your money, you know, we weren't affected because we make such sound decisions with the money that's in the bank. You know, we're $1.1 billion in assets. I think a lot of times that stereotype is credit unions are smaller or I have to work for a certain company to join it. And those things aren't true. So I would say anybody that's been in a big bank, it's going to change the way that you see your dollar and how your dollar is used, because you're going to be getting advice from people who have your best interest in heart.
Now, Linda, you've got a good story to tell about the security of the funds that LGE takes in, and you didn't take any money from the federal government here a few years ago, which a lot of banks did, apparently, right?
Right,
so we know about that.
Right.
So talk about that.
Your funds are secured up to $250,000. So it's a safe place to keep your money. Each account that you have, we have members who have, you know, several different accounts, secured up to $250,000.
All right. If I want to open an account with you at LGE Community Credit Union, what's my first step? What do I need to do?
Just depends on how you like to work. Get online, www.lgeccu.org. You can open an account, go into one of the branches. Like I said, I think that's where we really shine, is the service that you will get in these branches and what our employees like to offer our members.
All right. One more time. Go ahead and give the website, any phone numbers you want to share as we wrap this up here.
Sure. www.lgeccu.org. I'd be happy to help anybody. Linda Coyle at 404-431-9333. Got car loans, new car is rates as low as 2.1. I looked at the rate sheet today.
So if I'm already financing my car, I can come refinance at a better rate.
Absolutely. And we offer a lot of specials. Sometimes we'll do a refinance, like a 24-hour refinance day where we'll cut the late rates really, really low. We just finished our Great Start promotion, which was anybody that was a student, 16 to 23 years old, come in and open an account, we'll give you $100. I have twin 16-year-olds that just got their first job this summer and realized how hard it was to make a dollar. One of them's been washing dishes all summer. She couldn't get in there fast enough. So we offer great promotions. Right now, we're really promoting the fact that our high rate checking account is 1.5%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have to be a customer of the bank, have a checking account there to take advantage of the car loans or mortgage loans?
Mortgage, yes. Car loans, we have what we call indirect lending.
Okay.
So if you're out at Roswell Infinity, and you have...
Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good.
You can sign up right there to be a member of LGE so that you can get our rates. We have great car rates. I think that's probably what we are known best for.
Great. Well, Linda, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all this neat information about LGE Community Credit Union.
Thank you so much.
And we found out you have 16-year-old twins.
I do.
So she had kids when she was like 10 years old.
Really? No kidding.
Wow. Thank you very much, Linda, for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, Mike, speaking of Roswell Infinity, and thank you for that shout out again, Linda, Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right, John, our third guest here on North Fulton Business Radio comes to us from Signal Outdoor Advertising. He is Rick Newcomer, and we're going to learn about a term that I've never heard before, but I love it. It's called street furniture. This is really cool, but before we get into street furniture, I guess, Rick, welcome to the program, first of all.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the invite.
Absolutely. Signal Outdoor Advertising. Tell us what your company does.
Okay, well, we specialize in outdoor advertising across the country, primarily Eastern Seaboard. And when you think of outdoor advertising, people traditionally think of your standard billboard.
Right.
What we focus on is more street-level advertising, both street furniture and transit advertising, agreements that we enter into with both municipalities and transit authorities. So street furniture, what is street furniture?
Yes.
That's going to be the primary question on everybody's mind. Street furniture would be amenities that are built usually at bus stops, again, for municipalities or transit authorities. So when you see a bus shelter or a passenger bench or perhaps a freestanding kiosk, those are products that we actually construct at our cost. It doesn't cost the municipality anything. We build those. We maintain them. We take care of all the servicing. In exchange for that, what we do is we have advertising displays that are attached to these street furniture products, and then we sell those to local, regional, and national clients across the country.
Now, Rick, you mentioned that you're across the Eastern Seaboard,
yes,
and which is great because we cover the Eastern Seaboard and more here on Business Radio X. Talk about the specific markets maybe that you're in.
Sure. So for street furniture and transit advertising, up and down the Eastern Seaboard would be the New York market. We have three offices. We're just opening our fourth office in Westchester County. We have an office out on Long Island, northern New Jersey, as well as in the Hartford, Connecticut area. Then down in Washington, D.C., we have two offices. We're in northern Virginia, in Fairfax County, as well as Prince George's County, Maryland. Here in Atlanta, we have our corporate offices in Roswell, and we service both Cobb and Gwinnett counties. We have a facility in Tampa where we service Hillsborough County, and another office down in Miami where we actually have 1,800 bus passenger benches throughout Miami-Dade County.
So if I'm a company and I'm based here in the Atlanta area, but I want to get some exposure in New York, D.C., Tampa, or Miami, I can actually do it through Signal Outdoor Advertising.
One-stop shop. We can help you up and down the Eastern Seaboard. We have a secondary business that also is on college campuses, which actually is nationwide. We're on 155 campuses across the United States.
Question I've always wondered about this, by the way, because I don't even know how it works with the billboards that you see in the highway, though. Is there, do you help design the ad as well?
Sure. It's a one-stop shop.
Okay.
So we have graphic artists that will help you design your ad. Usually the national clients, regional clients have ad agencies that will handle their media buys, their placement, their creative, but we help the smaller businesses, the mom and pop businesses. We will help them, give them guidance on their creative. We'll handle all the printing, installation for them. It's a complete service.
That's great. Typically, I'll ask at least one dumb question a show. So I've saved my dumb question for you here.
I'm honored.
Yeah, Rick. You should be, I would think. If I wanted just one bench on one corner, because you mentioned, mom and pop shop.
Sure.
Can I get that small? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got clients that may spend just $200 a month. We've got clients that spend up to $70,000 or greater a month. So we've got products and services, price points for all clients.
Okay, so maybe that question wasn't as dumb as I thought it might be.
No, not at all.
No, he worked with you there, Mike.
Yeah, so, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Now, talk about the advertisers that you work with that get good results from the exposure that you're talking about.
Okay. So on a local level, they're going to be just about any business is appropriate for outdoor advertising. If you're looking to advertise in this market, for example, in Cobb or Gwinnett County, we deal with auto dealers. We deal with insurance agents. We deal with banks, restaurants, quick service restaurants love outdoor advertising. just about any business out there. Professional services are appropriate. We've got a whole catalog of client creative from, again, across the country that that advertise with us.
I wanted to ask, what's maybe one of the advantages of doing some of the outdoor furniture? Is that the proper term here? Street furniture.
Street furniture.
Street furniture.
Sure.
Compared to maybe the traditional billboard that you would see. What are some of the advantages that you would offer? I know one, but I want to see if that's what you'll come up with. Testing you now.
Well, so we're reaching the same audiences a lot of times that you're going to reach on a traditional billboard. And we do have a couple of traditional billboards. So again, outdoor advertising, when you're looking at reach and cost efficiency, we feel that outdoor is going to be, you know, one of the best media options that are available out there. Obviously, from a cost standpoint, when you have smaller advertisers, we can find items and media formats that are more cost efficient for them.
I was thinking, you know, the outdoor billboards, you drive by, it's in a flash. And here the street furniture that Rick's company has, you know, the people are actually sitting, either literally sitting on the advertising, which is kind of cool, or, you know, they're standing there. So there's more of that impression, I think, that would make an effect.
Sure. One of the things we love about the area that we live in is we have traffic, and traffic.
Yeah. You're in the right market.
You know, that traffic, there's a lot of traffic and people are driving pretty slow. So we have great dwell time with our units, great retention, great repetition, because people tend to drive the same, they have the same driving patterns. So.
Yeah. So you alluded to this a little earlier, Rick, but it sounds like you don't really have to have a major budget to be able to have some outdoor advertising that fits your needs. If I'm a small business, you can work with me.
That is correct. It's very affordable when you start looking at a cost efficiency standpoint. Cost per thousand is the way that a lot of people will measure different media formats. You'll find that outdoor in general is going to be the lowest cost. So again, we can tailor programs for individual companies, long-term as well as short-term campaigns, making it very affordable.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about that. So what's the typical campaign? How long is it?
Believe it or not, a lot of our advertisers go long-term. So we have a lot of people that will sign up for 1, 2, 3 years or longer. And then, you know, one of the misconceptions perhaps is that people are locked in with their message for that length of term. We can change their message quite frequently. So if they want to change their copy, let's say every month, we're more than happy to work with them. We have award-winning artists that are on staff that have been designing outdoor advertising for years. And we have printers in the various markets that we work with. So we can change out your campaign just as often as you would like.
Talking with Rick Newcomer with Signal Outdoor Advertising here on North Fulton Business Radio. And we're talking about the street furniture, which includes the bus shelters, the bus passenger benches, kiosks, and also transit advertising. Would that be actually on buses or vehicles like that?
Exactly. It's going to be on the sides of buses as well as the interior of buses. So you can take you can put what we call a traditional format on the side of a bus, which might be a king or a queen or a tail panel, or you can do large format, specialty formats where you actually wrap a full bus and put the message over the windows, the back of the bus.
We could put your head on a bus, John. How cool is that?
We'd be more than happy to do that.
Oh, my gosh. There would be a revolt all over Atlanta over that. So
there'd be maybe some accidents or something.
I think so, yeah.
That is really cool. Are there other things outside that you offer in addition to the street furniture?
We do. So we purchased a company about a year and a half ago, which specializes in placement of amenities on college campuses. And when we started, we had 74 campuses under contract. Right now, we're up over 150 campuses across the United States. Right here in the Atlanta area, Kennesaw State is one of our campuses that we have amenities on. Generally, what we do is we go into the colleges and we work with their student newspapers, and we build very attractive exterior display cases so that they can house their newspapers. And again, we have advertising panels that we place on these kiosks. We also manufacture recycling stations that are very popular on college campuses, as well as informational kiosks.
Wow, you guys have been very creative then.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what are the advantages of outdoor versus other kinds of advertising?
Well, again, we look at cost efficiency as a great one. The other thing is when you are advertising on outdoor, just about everybody that you know drives. A very high percentage of the marketplace will drive. And we position our ads on the arteries where most of the traffic takes place. We like to say that 80% of all traffic takes place on 20% of the arterials. And that's where we position our ads. So if you're driving and you're in one of our markets, more than likely, we got you. We got your attention, and you're going to see us on a regular basis. So we're going to create a repetition in your mind of our clients' messages.
And sometimes, Mike, when we're sitting in traffic, we'll see that message a very long time, yeah, right?
A lot longer than we'd like to. So basically, when you listen to the radio and you hear this gridlock and traffic's not moving, Rick and everybody else at Signal Outdoor Advertising are going, yes!
I'm right. Smiling. Traffic is our friend.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. And on that, Rick, for those that would like to look into your services, because I think a lot of folks think of traditional advertising, may not think of the street furniture and some of the other things that you offer, which are really effective. How could people find out more, maybe a website where they can actually see some of the samples of what you do?
Absolutely. Go to our website, www.signaloutdoor.com, and you can click links that will take you to our local offices.
And if they want to talk to you about, maybe rates and actually taking the next step, how can they reach you?
Well, go to the website, signaloutdoor.com, click the button for more information, and it will send a email notification directly to my desktop, and I'll get somebody right back in touch with you.
Great. Rick, thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Rick Newcomer with Signal Outdoor Advertising here on North Fulton Business Radio. A couple things to take care of before we leave. First of all, if you notice the nice Roswell Infinity sign, which was referred to by Linda earlier, which we appreciate very much.
Thank you, Linda.
That sign was done by Apex Signs and Graphics. They provide unique commercial... See, now there's pressure. I can't screw this up because yours were perfect. Apex Signs and Graphics provides unique commercial outdoor signage, indoor signage, vehicle wraps, and graphics. They also offer large format printing services. They work with customers nationwide as well as customers in Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth, and Gwinnett counties. The goal of Apex Signs and Graphics is to make your marketing pay. They are in the business of graphic communication, and their products sell your message. It's this message that creates top-of-mind awareness and causes your customer to buy from you and to buy from you repeatedly. For more information, go to apexsignsga.com. And with that, we've got a big event coming up not that far off into the future. Tell us about that, John.
We do. So here in Alpharetta on August the 26th, Friday, the August the 26th at the Alpharetta Marriott, we have the Alpharetta Business Expo, the fourth annual Alpharetta Business Expo. And thank you, Mike and Business Radio X, for being a silver sponsor of that event. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And Mike and Stephen, the aforementioned Stephen Julian, Mike and Stephen will be there for doing interviews. And Trey...
Well, no, we don't.
Trey thought I was going to leave him out, didn't he?
Trey may be doing jury duty that week, right? Yeah. So Trey may not be there, but that'll cut back on the autograph seekers. But
that's right.
Be that as it may,
that's right. But it'll free up the traffic around that booth, right? But so Mike and Stephen, you'll be doing interviews there that day. And
yep, come on by. We'd love to talk to you for a couple minutes, promote your company.
Yeah. So we'll have about 90 or so exhibitors, and we have another special sponsor. LGE Community Credit Union is also a sponsor, a bronze sponsor of this year's expo, and we thank you for that.
Can I mention something?
You sure can.
If you come by our booth that day, we'll be giving away two tickets to the Steven Tyler Red, White, and You concert.
No, you won't, because you're giving those to me. I want those tickets.
You got to come to the LGE booth at the ABA Business Expo.
Wow, another reason to come. So,
just had you on my radio show, and I get nothing.
I know. So,
all right. No, that sounds great. That's awesome. That's awesome.
That is great. So thanks for shouting that out. Linda's been active on shout-outs today, isn't she?
Our best guest. Can you come back next week, too?
I know it.
I'm in.
All right.
Terrific. So if you want more details, go to alpharettabusinessexpo.com and note that all attendees, the admission is free for all events.
Great. We are looking forward to being a part of that. And congratulations. I know that grows and gets bigger year after year. So looking forward to that as well, John.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Speaking of thanks, I want to thank our guests again for joining us today. Bill May with eCycle Atlanta, Linda Coyle, LGE Community Credit Union, and Rick Newcomer with Signal Outdoor Advertising. A reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning at 11:30. And follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook as well. It's at North Fulton BRX, North Fulton Business Radio X. For John Ray, until next time, I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett. No, on, I knew I was going to do it on North Fulton Business Radio.